Welcome back to Vodka, Sofa and Lies. My name is Lisa Hamilton.
And I'm Dan Morrison.
Dan, it is a beautiful day outside.
It is. It has been a lovely day.
It has been blue skies.
Mm-hmm. It's spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung. And there is a video of Flume eating someone's ass going viral on the internet. Whew. Spring is here.
It is here. When you messaged me and said we need to speak about Flume.
Yes.
I didn't know what the story was yet. So all I did was Google Flume.
Yes.
And then the headline was Flume eats ass on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, surely this can't be real.
Mm. And then you scrolled down. Found the video.
Press play. And saw him going in on some ass.
He did. He did. Our beloved Flume from Sydney's Northern Beaches, mm-hmm. he was DJing at Burning Man Festival. And I don't know if any
of you... Sounded so old saying Burning Man Festival. Like usually people just say Burning Man. But just to clarify, Burning Man Festival.
Well, I just don't want to assume that our listeners out there know everything about...
Everything. Sure.
And if we are hitting an older demo, they're for sure tuned out by now after saying eating us.
Yeah, they're not used to eating us.
Mm-mm.
That's a new concept.
It is.
It's a millennial thing.
Well, as we know, it's firmly on the menu.
It is.
In 2019. Well, I think maybe 2018 it really
eating popped up.
Yeah, it popped up.
Yeah.
Popped. So he's there DJing and he... I guess had his girlfriend up on stage with a bunch of other people. I think it gets pretty wild out there. Anything goes. And his supposed girlfriend put on her Instagram stories a picture of a poster in the crowd and it said, Flume, do you even eat ass? And then she said, wrote on there, swipe left, swipe to the next story.
Yeah.
And... sure enough, there she was up on,
up on the decks with her legs up over his shoulders.
Yeah, and he was going to town on her bum hole.
Yeah. Eating her butthole out.
And then she popped off. And he had this smile.
A satisfied man.
Yeah, as some are calling it, a shit-eating grin.
Accurate.
Yes. What are your thoughts on it? Because I'm loving it. And people say often that we go too negative on this podcast, but I'm all about this. I've got nothing but praise.
No, I appreciate the eating ass movement. I think it needs to be normalized. This is a lot though.
Yeah.
It was in front of a lot of people.
Yeah. So a lot of people are saying like, because she posted it, that, like, goes against, like, rave rules.
Okay. What goes down a rave stays a rave.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I sort of agree with that, but considering it was her ass that was eaten, is that okay? Is that kosher? Are you allowed to do that?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes,
if someone had filmed your boyfriend eating your ass, would you feel the need to post that photo? I mean, video.
No, not me personally, but she did it, so she must be okay with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you would not post a video of your boyfriend eating your butthole?
I don't think so.
No.
But
if there was a sign at a crowd somewhere asking if your boyfriend ate ass or not, would you feel the need to prove it then as well?
Yeah, I think so. Because I don't want any false rumors being spread.
Yeah.
Because the question mark implies that he may or may not.
Yeah.
And so
you deal in facts.
100%.
So, yeah.
And the quickest way.
Ambiguity is not for you.
No way. The quickest way to shut down rumors, false rumors, is to put a video on your Instagram stories to prove it so.
Yeah.
So I'm all about it. Okay. I think power to her. I am going to go ahead and say she's a feminist.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd say that too.
A full power feminist. If she has the balls to put that video up, that's my next president.
Yep.
Of the world.
What's her name? Paige?
Yes, Paige something.
Paige 2020.
I mean, Everything I've read says that she's a model, but I don't know.
I didn't actually see her face in the video, so I couldn't really say.
No.
I saw.
Or did you look at her
butt? Different side of her.
I think I've seen that in Victoria's Secret.
Yep.
Poster somewhere.
Looks familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the whole, you know, what happens at the rave stays at the rave at the party. This did sort of spark something in me because I have seen and I own so many videos of you.
Me?
Yeah, when we've been out.
Eating us?
No, not eating us. But, no, I don't. You just looked at me like, wait, dude. I love that you thought that it could be possible
about to run
that,
out of the room.
That I had my hands on some footage like that.
I black out a lot.
I know. But there is this one thing that you've been doing over the past year when we go out, and you know what I'm going to say. It's the unbuttoning of the shirt and then the slow, sexy, sad body roll.
Sexy, sad body roll. I'm so glad you said sexy, sad body roll. No, sexy body roll. There's a sadness to it. There's something yearning behind the eyes. He's not all there.
It's because...
It's not happy.
It's because it's so slow as well.
Yeah.
It's so slad.
Slad.
Slad. Well, sad and slow.
Yeah.
It's slad and sexy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
But I also want to know if everything's okay at home.
Well... Most of those videos, I think I am dead behind the eyes.
Yes.
So that explains like the slowness of it all and the sadness as well, because he's not there no more.
No.
It's not me.
But see, I would never post those because it's, you know, it's what happens.
Yeah. What happens at the rave stays at
the rave. So I would never think to post that. Although I think maybe people need to see it now.
Okay.
Do you have a video of it somewhere?
Of me?
Yeah.
Of I don't really film myself doing it.
No, but I wonder if someone's sort of sent something through and said,
hey. Our good friend Josh has sent me too many photos of me doing disgusting things.
Okay, well, maybe we just keep them offline.
Yeah. You don't need to see me throwing up an India kebab into a bin at all hours of the night.
I would like to see that, actually.
No, no, you don't.
Yes, please.
No.
Please.
No.
Anyway, I think... We'll discuss this at a later point. I kind of thought Flume was off the radar a bit. I mean, he hasn't really had too many bangers in recent years.
Ooh, Friends was good.
Friends was good, but it didn't reach the levels that his kind of first tracks that he put out a few years ago.
This
like
is true.
Almost 10 years ago now when he was...
Little wee one.
Yeah, but he was 17 and probably that's when he first got his... No, he ate us.
Yeah, I was about to say, you were going to say he's ass eaten. You never know, he may have as well.
You never know in the industry.
Do you know what? Next set, when he's DJing, I want him with his legs on her shoulders and her eating his ass.
I'd like
just to show that the world go round.
I'd like it to be Calvin Harris or something doing the ass eating.
Of Flume?
Yeah.
Calvin Harris is DJing and Flume has his legs up on Calvin Harris's shoulders and Calvin Harris is eating Flume's ass.
Yes, but Flume also there's another set of decks up a bit higher
and
Flume is also, and they're just battling.
They're double DJing.
They're doing a DJ battle and whilst the ass is getting eaten.
Okay. Poor Calvin, so he just eats ass and gets nothing in return.
Well, who knows what's going on underneath, like...
No,
we just can't see it.
Okay.
But if he wants to sort something else out.
This is a weird porno that we're describing.
It's human centipede.
Yeah. Yeah, you're really onto that idea, aren't you? You really want that to happen with a bunch of people.
I don't know why I keep talking about it. But it's
neither do I. That's why I'm wondering every time you fucking bring up the human centipede.
But honestly, if what I just described, is that not like a chain of some sort?
It's the beginning of a chain. You probably need one more. To make it a chain, otherwise it's just one person eating someone's ass.
Okay, well we've got different opinions about what a chain is. I reckon one meets two.
Okay.
That's a chain.
Okay,
it's a butt chain.
A butt chain.
Yeah.
Oh yes, sorry, I just literally had like one of those like metal chains coming out of someone's ass visually in my head.
Not sure
you know the ones that you'd like hook onto the belt.
Not sure why you thought that when we were just talking about a human chain.
Look, my mind wanders. I don't know where it goes. I try to reel it back in, but it's just like it's running away. It's like, no. It's like drunk me, actually. I just can't actually get a hold of him.
Honestly, in your defense, though, I did kick off today's podcast and said we simply must begin by speaking about ass eating.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, and it's gotten you in real tears.
Yeah, I'm in real tears.
So, I mean, needless to say, we love Flume. We stan.
We stan Flume. And we stan Paige.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And more of this behavior at festivals.
Yeah. Ass eating. 2019, baby. Get on the chain. Sad news, Liz. No Catfish Australia for us. No Casey Donovan tracking down poor, sad people like herself who have been catfish in Australia and solving the crime.
I am sad, Daniel.
I'm sad because I always, always want more trash reality TV in my life, and the fact that this isn't coming to me now is depressing.
Yeah, and I think on a really personal level, you and I have dedicated a lot of time unpacking Casey Donovan's life.
Yes.
Her catfishing episode. Mm-hmm. When Channel 10 announced during pilot week that this was going to be coming, we were positively elated. Mm-hmm. And so you and I have really spent a lot of our time going over this, living it, breathing it.
And for them to cancel it on it, mm-hmm. on us, mm-hmm. like this, mm-hmm. I'm not happy.
No. I'm actually, I would go as far as saying I'm fuming.
I would dare say that we've probably put more effort into this show than the producers seem to have.
Yeah. I would then take it another step further and say I'm going to kill somebody.
That, okay. There's definitely, like, it wasn't a step forward, it was a leap. You leap into treacherous waters there as well.
So, you know, much hype was made about this. They announced it. They said that this was coming. We were really excited about it. And then all of a sudden, Channel 10 let us know that it wouldn't be going ahead because they couldn't find anyone to feature in the show.
I don't know how they've gone across America for like 7 years mm-hmm. finding hundreds of people,
yeah,
and they can't find one fucking catfish story in Australia.
Yeah.
How the simplest version of this could be talk to, I don't know, 50% of the gay men in Australia and be like, oh God, I was on Grindr and he does not look like his picture. That's at least a catfish story to me.
Do you know any stories? Like, do you know someone that has actually happened to?
I know a really horrific story. This is going to sound really bad, and I don't know. It just came into my head.
Okay. Speak on it, Queen.
So this story, this is actually going to make you feel sick, actually. So okay. There was someone that was on Grindr once and was talking to a guy and said, basically he said he was really into like amputees.
Oh.
And so he convinced a guy on Grindr, this was like a friend of a friend, that he wanted him to come over, but wanted him to come over with his leg like tied to his thigh.
No, thank you.
To make it look like he was like missing a leg.
So did he have to get crutches or did he have to hop there?
He kind of like got in Uber, but like hopped there.
No, thanks. And then
hopped basically up to the front door of this address and then like said, I'm here. And then he got blocked.
So, okay, I've got a couple of questions. What did he use to tie up his leg?
unclear, didn't ask that much. I'd assume like a tape, wouldn't you?
Yeah, a tape or like some stockings or something like that. So there's still a little of
yeah. The other movement. Thing that confused me so much from this story was that for some reason, like I think he was definitely requested like please show up like this. But yeah. If you're going to agree to something like that, do it at the place, as in don't be like...
Don't struggle. Don't struggle from the car.
Don't be hopping into an Uber and then hopping out of an Uber up to a front door.
Is dick really that hard to come by these days that you have to tie fucking leg up?
Yeah, if you need to become an amputee to get a root, it's not for you, hun.
And the saddest part is he didn't even get laid at the end of it.
No. Can you imagine?
Why do you think he was blocked and ignored?
I think it was a dirty prank, I assume.
Oh, or did the guy, he had a little peephole and he saw like, not convincing enough.
Maybe he thought, I definitely don't want to fuck someone who wants to tie up their leg.
Yeah. It was a social experiment. Yeah. Let's see how hot I am and if I can get some sad person to do this.
Yeah. And they he got a sad person to do that.
Oh, my God.
How many people do you think he's done it to and made them, like...
I reckon...
I think he's made him hop to a random front door as well. It wasn't even his.
Or, alternatively, he's filming all of these people. Mm-hmm. Like one.
And we're going to get a prank show soon.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to get a prank show coming to Channel 10 as part of Pilot Week 2020. Mm-hmm.
Jamie Kennedy Experiment is back. It's him.
But, I mean, I'd love it if there were different levels. Like, if he... It's like if he just got an... If he just got a fake... arm amputee one time. That's like obviously the thrill isn't as much, but like a leg is full blown.
Yeah, if like someone's hopping away.
Oh my God! What if one time he got a double leg amputee and got someone to just kind of like slide?
Stop! I feel like we're going into bad territory now.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True. True. Yeah,
we're gonna be a quick ride away from this.
It must be said that we do not condone that kind of behavior. That behavior being asking people to come over and pretend that they're an amputee. No good. No good.
No, we do not support
that. No, thank you. No more of this.
Stop it. But what I'm saying is...
They're out there.
There are stories out there.
Yeah.
And especially, yeah, this dating world's so fucked right now. Like, of course you've been catfished by people.
Okay, I'm going to read the official statement from Channel 10. Unfortunately, Catfish Australia is no longer part of our 2019 Pilot Week schedule. We cast out a line but didn't have the right bait to catch you a catfish in time. No time for a pun right now.
Yeah.
We're hurting.
Hurting.
We're hurting. But do you think it could be revived?
This sounds like they couldn't find someone by the time Pilot Week was airing, as in like they couldn't even edit the episode in time, or they just didn't meet like a deadline or something.
That's
just
not our problem. They've got some internal structure issues. Yeah. Not our issue.
Get fucking better at it. We'll take over.
Stop spending all your money on Roxy. No,
I keep spending your money. Yeah, we want to see I Am Roxy.
Actually, that could be a theory. They've funneled all of their Pilot Week budget into Roxy. Mm-hmm. And
I just fully support that.
And simply didn't have enough to make any of the other shows. Yeah. And I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. It must be said that I would love to see Casey Donovan on our screens. I was really sad to learn that she wouldn't be coming. I think she would have been a great host.
I would have liked to have seen her reflect on Olga.
Yes.
Because she would have had to have given the context like Neve has had to do on like the American catfish. Like
do we think she was actually going to do that though?
She would have, there would have had to be some context for like why she was the host.
Like a backstory, like a package that they would have done. I mean, we really wanted them to find Olga again and get her on as a co-host or something.
That would have been amazing. Mm. But we will see her on, what is this show? I don't know anything about.
Oh, okay. Let me bring it up. So it is another icon, if you will, that has come out of the woodworks is the lead singer of Killing Heidi, Ella Hooper. Do you remember her?
I remember Killing Heidi.
Mm-hmm. So not Ella Hooper.
What did she do after Killing Heidi?
Not much.
Okay, there we go.
I don't think.
I know Killing Heidi.
Yeah. So it was Killing Heidi and then nothing.
Yeah. And great timeline.
And now she is back with a new reality series on Channel 7, which makes us feel uncomfy because we don't like Channel 7. We don't like
7. Channel 7. Not for us.
Not for us. We're Channel 10 queens all the way. Yeah. Yes, honey.
We're millennials.
So she's coming back with a reality show called The All-New Monty Ladies Night. Mm-hmm. And before we make too much fun, it is a special event to raise money for breast cancer awareness.
So it's a great cause.
It is a great cause. We don't want to offend any more people tonight. Today, whatever time of day it is that you're listening to
indulging.
This. So there's an interesting lineup. So they've plucked women from various different...
Home and Away.
We've got a Home and Away. We've got, what's the... Lynn Granger, but who is she in Home and Away?
Lynn?
No.
What's her name? I don't know. The redhead.
Yeah, the redhead that's been on it forever. Yeah. Oh, that's going to kill me. Anyway, all of these people who have a story or some connection to breast cancer, they come together, they put on a show, they do the full Monty.
Yeah. If you remember the film.
Where the men strip take down. They get their digs out.
They kid off. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, okay. And so one of the people that's in it is Casey Donovan.
She's back.
Now, I would have loved to... Sorry, the lights went off.
The lights have gone off, but like we feel like we're so far away. We're not even going to do anything.
And we're so lazy. Anyway, it's going to be a little taster for us, but I want more. So I'm holding out hope that we are going to get catfish.
Yeah, I want them to revisit it, please.
Please.
And if they need someone to catfish someone, we will go ahead and start catfishing someone just so they have a storyline.
Yeah, if anyone out there is willing to do a fake catfish with us,
mm-hmm.
let us know.
Yeah. And we can all be stars.
That's all we want. All I want is to be on a stage and have my ass eaten by a flume. That's the goal.
That's something.
Okie dokie. Back on Channel 7, they have another reality series coming out.
They've just got a lineup of fuckery.
Okay, so I sent Daniel the promo for their new series called The Real Dirty Dancing.
If you haven't seen it,
yes,
please watch it before we discuss it because it is something that needs to be seen to understand because what we're about to explain to you doesn't make any fucking sense.
No sense. Now, I would encourage you to watch it twice.
Yeah.
The first time without sound.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
And then the second time with sound.
And then just kind of like gather your thoughts on what you think it might mean and then watch it again with sound and still have completely no idea what it means. I mean, the audio doesn't offer any information.
This is the way I experienced it because Lisa had sent me the video and I watched it while I was in public so I couldn't hear a single thing that was going on.
But thank you for watching it.
That's okay. And seeing the imagery was enough for me to go, this is making me feel ill. I started screaming, what? And then we watched it just a few minutes ago.
Right.
With sound and literally I had goosebumps all over me and was almost crying. Not because I was moved, because it just made me feel sick.
You were moved to a bad place.
Yeah, a state of not well-being.
I had to rest a gentle hand on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And ask if he was okay.
Mm-hmm.
He was not.
I was not okay.
He was I'm still not okay. So you've watched it. Thank you for pausing and watching it and going off platform. Basically, I want to tell you what this reality series is about, but I don't know. But I'm just going to piece together with Daniel's help what we think this might be.
Okay.
So obviously, we can tell that it's got something to do with dirty dancing because it is called The Real Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. That's where we begin.
That's where we begin.
It has a lot of the music that is associated with dirty dancing as well.
Yes.
So starting to come together here.
Yes. They go to the real locations.
That's what it says in text, real locations. So they're going to sets of the film.
And it is a bunch of Australian celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities very loosely.
Yes. So in the lineup from who I recognise is Jessica Rowe, one of our lovely news presenters.
And I'm sorry, can I stop you there? Can I say something on each each person? Jessica Rowe, damn, that body.
Oh, she's a babe.
She's ripped all up. And what I love about that is she has gone on record multiple times that she is a really shit cook and she just cooks like she just gets fish and chips for her kids and that's all they eat.
I don't like when I find out people eat like shit and look good. That actually makes me it makes me like want to be violent.
She's got 15 abs in this promo.
I can't handle that.
She's ripped all the way up. Peter Overton is getting it good.
Lucky man.
Yeah, he is. All right, move on.
He's getting dicked.
He's getting
because she's wearing a strap on.
She is the strap on.
She is the pound. Yeah, she is the strap on.
She's fucking him. Her body is fucking Peter Overton.
Lucky him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Jamie Drury.
Where has he been?
He has been not gardening.
Hey, wasn't he a stripper once upon a time?
He was part of Manpower.
That's so good. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Our own Magic Mike, really.
I feel like he had some sort of controversy and he went away for a little while. Keep talking and I'm actually going to try and Google it.
One of my fave Australian comedians, Anne Edmonds, is part of it.
I'm so happy she's in it. That's the one part where I'm like, this might be bearable. It might be bearable.
But it's definitely not going to be, but thank God they put her in there to try and make that
a thing. God for Anne.
We've got Firas Durrani. Is that how you say his name?
Firas Durrani. Oh, he's hot.
Of Underbelly fame when it was good, like years ago. Actually, when it was on, really.
Who did he play?
The brothers that owned the King's Cross nightclubs. I don't even know what their names are. Oh my gosh,
why can we not ever remember anything?
Because we're fucking stupid. We've said this so many times. But we also weren't planning to talk about Underbelly, so it doesn't matter.
We didn't get our brains prepped for it at all. I'm going to find it. I swear to God. Okay, to fill the time, I've got to say that one of my friends hooked up with him.
And did what?
Kissed him.
Had sex with him?
No, just kissed him on the mouth.
Okay, Abraham.
Yes, John Abraham.
Yeah.
Yes, so she kissed him, I'm pretty sure, in a club in King's Cross. Wow. How iconic.
Yeah.
And for a long time, we had been obsessed with him because we watched him in Underbelly and we were like, you're so hot. And then she hooked up with him.
Wow, what a fulfilled fantasy for her. Even just watching.
Well, I wasn't there.
Oh.
But she told me and I fully believe her. And she actually listens to this podcast. I'm not going to name her, but yes, bitch.
Well done.
All these years later.
I don't even know who you are, but congrats.
You do know who she is, but I'm not going to do it on air.
Get that for ass.
Okay, who else?
Steph Rice, who, to be honest, I don't know what she's been doing since our Celebrity Apprentice.
Or swimming.
Look, do you know what? I just forget things like anything Celebrity Apprentice. They don't really have a career until then.
Right. Yeah. It all starts then. I actually really liked her as an Olympian. I really enjoyed watching her swim.
Okay. You really enjoyed watching her swim.
Well, that's what she did.
Yes. You really enjoyed her as an Olympian. What does that mean? Like you enjoyed her as an athletic ability, or do you mean her as like a person being in athletics?
A bit of both. Like she brought a little bit of sass, and it was back when the swimming team was good. And I know that's a really lame thing to say, but I did watch swimming back in the day.
And the swimming team was hot for a while there as well.
Yeah, I remember she was dating that Eamon Sullivan, and they were like the hot couple of the swimming world.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we need to bring that sexiness back. There's none of that shit.
To be honest, that's like a reality show for us. You know what I mean? As in, like, we've got our cast there, and there's some like dating in between it. That's what we need.
True, because when they broke up, I took it really hard.
Yeah. That's what we need. We just need athletes to be, like, into fucking and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I hear that they do a lot of it in the Olympic Village. That's why they have dommies everywhere.
Yeah, because STIs are rampant in the Olympics.
I mean, let's not blame it all on the Olympics. Everyone's getting...
Yeah, no, but a high percentage is in the Olympic Village. That's why all the dommies are out.
What about, broken condoms and Olympic babies? Do you reckon that ever happens?
Sure.
Hmm.
Do we need to look into that?
I don't know. I just saw you go to a place that you'd never been to in your head and it really...
Do you mean like you asking me that question then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just trying to think, like, first of all, like history-wise, do I know anything about it? Absolutely not. I don't pay attention to athletes as soon as... Yeah. I don't even pay attention to athletes while it's on.
I love that we only know facts about the salacious side of the Olympics, which is just them rooting each other.
Yeah. Well, that's all I care about. That's the storyline I care about. You won gold? Fuck off. Who did you root?
That's really, at the end of the day, the number one prize is coming.
Let's get back to dirty dancing. the real dirty dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So basically there's some other fucks there. Yeah. But from
Anna
what I can tell...
Anna Heinrich.
Who's that?
She married The Bachelor. You know, I think he's your number one on your Bachelor list. Tim Robards.
Tim Robards was not number one.
Sorry.
It was Maddie J, then Matt Agnew and above. And Tim just floated around somewhere.
Was he down the bottom?
Was who down the bottom?
Tim Robards, bottom of your list.
Couldn't even tell you which one he was.
Okay, well, they got married. It's like a Bachelor success story.
Oh, are they on it this week?
Yes, she is.
Oh, how good.
I think.
Yes. The success stories are back. I know that much. It's Maddie and someone else. Oh, yeah, he's all right.
Oh, yeah.
If he's the one I'm thinking of.
He's all right.
He's too pretty.
Anyway, she's in it and she's dancing.
So from what I can gather, they've sent these celebrities in quotation marks to the sets to reenact scenes from the film in the iconic locations.
Yeah.
To what ends, I do not fucking know.
Why?
Why is this happening?
Where's the is there a competition? Is it who can do the best lift in the water? Is it who can do the best carrying of the watermelons? There's literally zero mention of why we would tune into this except to see them recreate these scenes. But like in the promo, they're like half saying the lines, half just having fun with it. And there was a line in there that you really didn't like from Steph Rice.
Oh, I literally just got goosebumps when you said it. Okay, so
I know you didn't want to talk about it, but
Steph Rice, right at the end of the promo, says, "Nobody puts Stephanie in the corner," which made my blood boil, and then go freezing cold immediately after. This, it's all too confusing, and I don't like it. It's not like vagueness to the point of like, oh, there's mystery here, I want to know more.
I do, though. I do want to know more. That's the sad part, is that it's just, it's so bad. It's so bad and confusing. And when you really think about it, this is why we love Australian reality TV. Because it's just so awful.
But we can't make things that are original. That's the issue. Our good things that we do is like Survivor and Bachelor, because it's ripped from an American format. Anytime we try to, what do you call it, break the wheel, we can't fucking
break
the
mold.
You break the wheel, don't you?
No. How would you break a wheel? What do you mean break a wheel? What's the wheel? What are you talking about?
There's literally something to do with a wheel. There is. Unless I have completely misled you here.
Yes, what did you say?
Break the wheel.
No, what did you say today? What's the nut thing that you said today?
No, I'm pretty sure I think Danny on Game of Thrones like says something about breaking the wheel as well.
You don't know how to say a saying. Say what you said today.
What did I say?
The nut thing. Nut on it.
We got to nut it out.
No. You didn't say nut it out.
Nut it down.
You said, let's nut it down.
I said in a work setting, we need to nut it down.
He said, no worries later on. We'll just go nut it down.
Okay.
Incorrect.
Look, it was a misstep.
Incorrect, but like it.
But then I figured out I had said something wrong and said, oh, no, it's nut it out.
But that's actually where some of these iconic things come from. So, like, I actually am not mad at nut down.
Okay.
You can use it for a number of different situations.
We're going to nut down tonight. So, that means we're going to fuck.
Yeah. But also we're going to nut down on what's happening with this reality series. We're going to delve deeper, not too deep so as to take up any of our personal time, but we'll give maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
We will watch the first episode whenever it comes.
100%. And should we get some more answers then, we'll let you know.
Don't think we will get any. Hugh Sheridan's there as well. I forgot to mention him.
Oh, yes, Hugh Sheridan.
Apparently he gets his dick out in hair. That's why a lot of people are going to see the stage show.
Oh, yeah. Hair, the musical.
Yeah.
We'd love to go and see Chicago, wouldn't we?
We do want to go see Chicago. We can also see our fave, Casey Donovan, there.
Yes. And
playing some role. And Nat Bass.
And Nat Bass, who I've heard through the gay grapevine, she's not very good.
That's a shame.
Yes. But I've got to see firsthand.
Yeah.
We're just kind of grappling with the cost of the ticket price.
How much?
It's like over 100.
That doesn't seem right for that cast.
It doesn't seem right, but like what else are we going to do with our money? Save it. No, damn it.
No. Ooh, that sounds... No, I don't like that.
No.
Let's spend it on dumb Chicago.
Let's waste it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Sorry we had no answers about any of this.
No, we do have answers, and the answer is yes, Flume Eats Ass.
Yes, sorry. We did answer one question at the top, Flume Eats Ass.
And that's the only answer you needed.
And I hope that helps a lot of other people accept that it is a thing. Don't run from it. Run into it.
Take this and with a pep in your step into the weekend and fucking get on it.
Yeah, if you have not eaten ass yet
mm-hmm.
in 2019, fucking do it.
Even if it's a tiny little rim job.
Yeah. Look, I feel fine when we're saying like eating ass the whole time, but as soon as you go, yeah, tiny little rim job, I just go, oh, okay, we've gone too far now.
Is it because
even though it's exactly the same thing, it just feels a lot dirtier.
All right, guys, that feels like a good place to leave it. Yeah. Rim on.
Rim on.
Rim on. Stay great. Follow us on Instagram.
@thesofalies.
Yeah, I promise it's just as dirty over there.
Yeah.
If not dirtier.
We love a bit of filth.
Mm-mm.
We might put up this this promo just so you can all experience it.
I think we've also got to put the Flume video up, no?
Yeah. All of it.
Yeah. All right, guys, we will catch you next week. I was going to say my name again in case you'd forgotten. It's Lisa Hamilton. We've never done that before.
I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to let you say it.
Say it, please.
And I'm Lisa Hamilton.
And I'm also Lisa Hamilton and Dan Morrison. And I'm an ass eater.
There she is.
All right, I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you. Bye. Oh, my gosh, she's sick.